to know the world by counting weight, by carving sense from numbers clear and cold. We broke the sky into a measured state and thought that what was charted had been told. We measured life in steps and years and gains, in data points and speed and more and fast. We mapped the blood, the breath, the joy, the pain, and left behind what couldn't hold or last. And what was lost, no figure ever found. It slipped through lines and scales we built with care. It never spoke in units, weight, or sound, but lived in things too quiet to declare. The forest priced, the ocean split and sold, the mountain drilled, the river drained to steam. We saw the earth as volume to be told, a charted slope, a spreadsheet dream. We thought that numbers made us safe and wise. The truth was clean and feeling was a flaw. But now the world returns in winds and cries in roots that break the rules we thought we saw. It's not too late to learn another way, to trust in forms we cannot name our own. Some things aren't here to measure or to weigh, but simply to be touched or left alone.
We thought that by counting, we could understand. That by assigning value, we could control. But the more we measured, the more we lost. Not because numbers are false, but because they could never hold what truly matters. The world is not made of units. It is made of relationships. Of meaning, of presence. What cannot be counted is not less real. Often, it is the most real thing of all.